Welcome, everybody, to The Side Quest, a very special chilled-out Sunday night edition. I am Dolly Domofsky, your usual wonderful, one of your wonderful hosts, one of them. Joining me today, the awesome, the fantastic, and I guess you could say my co-host for a lot of things, my daughter,
Ellie.
Ellie, how is it going, Ellie?
It's going good.
It's going good. Yeah, everybody else is kind of busy tonight, and it's been a chilled out week, so I figured let me get my partner in crime, the other gamer in the house, to join me for an episode tonight. And I'm going to do a couple little tweets here. Ellie, how are you tonight?
I'm good.
Just good?
Yep.
Oh, okay. What were you just doing just now?
Sitting here while you were preparing the stream.
While I prepare the stream, I'm like putting my hands over all this stuff. I will not be swearing or doing anything bad tonight because I have her on board. Yeah. I'm just typing stuff out. So, it is Sunday night. It's a little bit after 9. And we're going to talk about video games because you're a gamer like I am.
Yep.
Yeah, let me get over here to this stuff here. There we go. Okay, cool. Usually we do show is we talk about what we've been playing first. Today, what's the day today again? The 17th.
I don't even remember anymore.
We don't even know. It's been one long day. 17th of January, 2021. The lighting is not as I have to figure it out. Whatever. And usually we talk about what we've been playing recently. So I'm going to let you go first to tell me what you've been playing recently. What have you been playing, Eliana?
Among Us.
Among Us. Is that what all kids your age are playing right now?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah? And you like Among Us?
Yep.
That's it? That's all you can say? Tell me a little bit about why you like Among Us. Why don't you get a little bit closer? There you go.
Among Us is just a fun game I like to play, but I don't know why. It's basically a trend right now.
It's a trend right now? It's kind of a meme with all kinds of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you've been playing it nonstop since
September.
Since September, when it kind of got popular again. So
yeah.
She started back up, and it's been nonstop. I think it's been turned on nonstop in the house since then. We've been playing on everything. You've played it on the tablet, the iPad, your phone,
and my laptop.
My phone, your laptop, the Switch, and I think even on the PC one time. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, we've been playing on everything. And so you like Among Us. There's a chat feature. How often do you chat within it?
I basically have to chat in order to figure out the imposter and stuff.
Because then you got to figure out the imposter. You make sure that people don't say anything bad or anything on there.
Yeah,
right?
I turn on censorship.
She turns on censored, so it's very good. And if somebody does, if bad things start happening, what do you typically do?
Leave.
Kind of scoot out of there. Would you say you win a lot in Among Us?
Yeah.
You do? Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. So Among Us is like the hot, hip game, and you're really digging. Even though it's like, how old is the game? It's like 2 or 3 years old at this point, right?
Yeah, 2 years old.
2 years old. Like, that's like basically your age. Yeah. So you've been playing Among Us and playing a lot of it.
This is really random, but one time I got imposter 4 consecutive times in a row.
4 times in a row you were imposter? That's kind of crazy. Then we were playing upstairs a couple weeks ago, because every once in a while we ban you from using electronics. It was right during the... In between Christmas and New Year, I think. Yeah, she's upset right now. You're not banned right now. Don't worry. We had banned you. No, it was right before Christmas, was it? Yeah, it was right before Christmas. Yeah.
It was like early December.
No, it was like late December because it was right before Christmas because a couple of days later you got your phone. Ha. Anyways, we were playing and she was very upset at me.
No. It was early December because I didn't get my phone a few days after that.
Okay. Sounds good. You corrected me, and I'm totally fine. But you were getting very upset at me for not playing correctly. You're like, turn left, go there. No, you got to fake it. You got to count 1, 2, 3. Okay, now push the button. And it was pretty insane. We might have to do a stream of her commanding me and playing. All right, so Among Us. What else have you been playing besides Among Us?
You just played something yesterday. Oh, Splatoon.
Splatoon. You're a huge Splatoon fan. You're like, oh, man, I love Splatoon. I can't wait. There's a whole Splatfest. Like, Splatfest is going to be awesome. Talking about this Mario-themed Splatfest for, like, the last, like, 2 months. And then it shows up, and you spend, like, maybe 10 minutes on it, and that's it. Because you went back to Among Us. But Splatoon is good, yeah? Still like it? You're suspecting there's going to be a Splatoon 3.
Yeah.
Hopefully they announce it soon.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I keep telling you to lean in. Just so they can get closer to the mic so they can hear you.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Okay. Sounds good. Anything else you've been playing?
Not really.
Not really? Okay. You have been playing one thing. You've been playing it for school. And it's numbers.
Oh, Pixel Cross.
Pixel Cross, which is like P-Cross for the rest of us. Pie Cross, Pick Cross, whatever. And Sam and Corey and the folks are going to yell at me. So Pixel Cross is like Picross for kids. There's like, it's usually like 6x6 or 7x7 squares. Everybody plays Picross. Picross is awesome. We got to a level that we freaking couldn't get past. Level number 52?
Yeah.
And so we posted the level online, and holy moly, like, everybody got the same answers as us, and nobody could figure it out. We're like, it's correct, that's correct. And finally, we found out that there was a second answer that was correct. Yeah, JJ from the show was saying how he put the puzzle into, like, a computer AI, and even the computer AI was having issues. And then it wasn't until a couple folks online mentioned, like, hey, here's the answer. I was like, oh, that's it. It's got it. Bam. So that was pretty funny.
Remember the one guy tried drawing it out on paper?
That was JJ. He tried drawing it out on paper. He's like, I can't get it. I'm getting the same answer. And that's exactly what it was. And it was funny because we were very close. Everybody was, like, just shifting one pixel down and one pixel over, and that's all it took. But that's, yeah. So it was a poorly designed puzzle.
Hilarious though.
Hilarious. Totally hilarious. So let's talk about what I've been playing. I'm not gonna talk about the games that everybody else that I talk about every week. I am gonna talk about one game that I just started playing recently. And it's a short game. It's called A Short Hike. And it's on the Switch, and I got it on a sale for like a couple bucks. But you basically start this little bird, and you're on an island, you're like camping, and it's an adventure game. So you're kind of like just kind of exploring this awesome little island. You're supposed to try to get to the top of this mountain, because I think the game is designed about you if you were a bird, because this bird really wants to use her phone and she has no signal. So she has to get to the top of the mountain to be able to use her cell phone. So yeah, so the game is maybe about you. It's this little bird named Claire. But I'm liking it. It's really cool, fun little game. It's only like a couple hours long or so. And it's a fun game to just kind of get lost in and kill an afternoon playing. And it's got quirky little other little animals on there that I'm really kind of digging. It's on a couple other platforms, too. I'm just playing on the Switch for the first time. But it's kind of neat. I like it. So, yeah, I recommend the game because it's just nice. You need nice games every once in a while, I think. Yeah. Instead of games that are sus. all right. Now, that's it. That's all we've been talking about. That's all we're going to talk about. What we're playing, feel free to let us know in the comments what you've been playing. Maybe we'll bring it up and we'll talk about it. this is the other half of the show. Wow, I'm getting tired. We talk about some of the gaming news out there. And because it's a slow time of year right now, there isn't a lot of gaming news. So you're gonna be off the hook here pretty quickly. But I will mention that there is a couple things, and I actually want to get your opinion on just this general thing. Yeah, it's gonna throw you off. So there are a lot of games that were scheduled to come out over the next like couple months here, right? Tons of new video games because of COVID. Boo, COVID. Can I get a boo, COVID? Yeah, because of COVID, a lot of games are getting delayed, which means for a lot of folks that were really looking forward to games, and I'm gonna name some of the games here: Outriders has been delayed. Pragmata has been delayed to like 2023. Hogwarts Legacy, which is a big Hogwarts, like Harry Potter theme role-playing game, that's delayed to 2022. There's like an outdoor sports game called Riders Republic that was due really soon, and that one's been delayed to like later in the year, we think. We don't even know. And there's obviously tons of other delays. So there's a lot of delays happening right now. And it's because of COVID, obviously, and some, you know, a few other factors here and there, but it's mostly the development stuff, which leaves a big hole for the next like 2, 3, 4 months of what people can play. Like
basically a hole of emptiness.
A hole of emptiness, yeah. So some folks are gonna be, I mean, obviously the rest of us are gonna be going back and playing all the games that we missed from last year. What would you do if there's no new games coming out? What would you play?
Good question.
Like, what if they announced Splatoon 3 was coming in April? Would that be pretty awesome? Yeah. Or Among Us 2. right? And then, like, end of March came around and said, hey, we're delaying it till next year.
I'd be like, okay, that's fine.
You'd say it's fine?
Yeah, I'd probably just be like, okay, I'm pretty chill with that, I guess, after all the world, and it's kind of crazy right now. I understand why.
Okay.
I'm going to just go play some of the old games that I like.
All right. That's actually not a bad point. I guess, you know, it's, you can be upset about it if you, like, pre-ordered a game, but you can just say, you know what? If it gets done, it gets done. I have plenty of, and trust me, there are plenty of other games to play right now. I mean, I'm staring, there's a stack of Switch games right there that I picked up on sale that I haven't even started yet. So I'm going to be diving into some of those. And we do have some games. There's a couple games coming out. So,
in my opinion, quality should definitely be prioritized over quantity.
Over quantity and speed and getting it out there. That's a good point. I'm glad you're picking up, and I'm glad you're learning that that point. So it's good. It's good. Good. Apply that to school. all right. So that's a good way to think about it. There is a couple other little bits of news that I want to bring up. Have you ever heard of Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what it's about? It's like a role playing game series.
That's not basically really.
Okay. So it's a big popular role-playing game series. I'm a big fan of the series. It's like my top three gaming series out there behind like Zelda and Dragon Quest.
Zelda is like your favorite game of all time.
Yeah, especially the newest one, Breath of the Wild. And that's awesome. But the Square Enix, who's the developer or the publisher of all the Final Fantasy games, kind of snuck in a few trademarks for games that may be related to some of the older Final Fantasy games. So they may be either remaking or bringing some of those games back in some way, which is pretty cool. The trademarks were like, I think it was like Final Crisis and Ever Crisis, First Soldier, and a logo for this thing called the Shinra Electric Power Company, all related to Final Fantasy VII, which just was released last year. It's actually the game of the year for side questing was Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's got a lot of people excited, including myself. Let's see. Have you ever heard of Indiana Jones?
Yeah, isn't it like a movie or something?
It kind of is. There's been an Indiana Jones game announced from Bethesda, the makers of all the Fallout games and Doom and a bunch of other stuff. So they're actually, the developers are making an Indiana Jones game. Absolutely no timeline on this. They're not even going to bother saying whenever because they don't know, and who knows what'll happen with COVID. They just said, hey, guess what? We're making it. Whenever we have info, we'll talk to you about it. So that's kind of cool. I'm a big fan of Indiana Jones. Universal Studios in Japan was going to have their Super Nintendo World.
Yeah,
it was going to open in February. Record scratch. There's been a big COVID spike in that Osaka prefecture, which is kind of like the area. Yeah, in Japan. And so they're putting a kibosh on that for a little bit. They don't know when it'll open, but they obviously have to hold off until their numbers go down. It's also kind of worrisome for people that are expecting the Olympics to be like supposed to be like next summer, next June, July, August, because they're going to take, you know, they're supposed to take place in Japan. And if things are spiking right now, and we're having a hard enough time getting like vaccines and people to come, you know, comply with mask wearing here just in America, let alone Japan, it's going to be tough. So who knows what's going to happen. Hopefully, at least people stay healthy and safe and we at least get some of these cool games out. You know what game has been announced with a date?
What?
The brand new Pokemon Snap game. You even know what Pokemon Snap is?
No.
Pokemon Snap is a game where you're riding like this little cart and you take pictures of Pokemon. Seems like, oh, that's kind of weird, kind of dull. But it's actually, there was one on the Nintendo 64. I didn't ever owned it, but I think it was the N64. Yeah, where you went around and you just took pictures of Pokemon. And it was a blast. People loved it. It was a simple game, but it was just a really cool idea for a game. So anyways, that was announced like last year sometime, I think, or year before. I think it was last year. And now we have a date. It's April. So that'll be kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So there's a few Nintendo games actually coming out for the Switch that we know of, so that's actually good. Let me see if there's any other news. You know what Resident Evil is, by the way?
No.
You don't know what Resident Evil? Okay. Resident Evil is a horror game where you fight zombies. Blah, whatever. And any fans of Resident
Evil? Dude, I'm not five.
Okay. You're almost. You still seem like it. Anyways, there's Capcom is the publisher of Resident Evil, and they're going to hold a special like online presentation to talk about the next one, Resident Evil Village or Resident Evil 8. The Village, V-I-L-L-A-G-E. The V-I-L, or V-L-L part of that. V-I-L-L, V-1113. Eight. It's like an eight. I can't talk today. Thank you. You're right. I can't talk today. I need coffee or something. I don't know. Maybe it's those crazy brownies we had earlier. I made M&M brownies. They were awesome.
Stay on topic.
Stay on topic. Yes. Anyways, they announced they're gonna have a presentation, and they said they're gonna talk about Resident Evil Village and potentially a few other things. So a lot of people think that they're gonna be bringing the recently released Resident Evil 2. Or 3 to the Switch, which could be a big thing. And a good friend of ours, Brittany, at Blonde Nerd, she's awesome. She is going to be hosting, which is really cool for her. So anyways, I think that's basically it for news. There isn't anything else that's been happening. It's been a very slow week, which is nice, I gotta say. I'm not dreading anything crazy, you know. I think it's kind of cool that we can just kind of chill for a while, for the first time in ages. Just kind of chill, relax, enjoy the games that we have, get through stuff. And I think when things start to speed up, I think we're going to start getting like big news drops coming soon. I have little feelers out there that we're going to start getting some big gaming news drops, potentially starting this week with the Resident Evil stuff. And it could be some stuff happening at the very end of this week or throughout next week, so be ready for that kind of stuff. I'm hearing stuff out there. I'm hearing some stuff. So that's basically... Oh, I will say there are a bunch of rumors. I probably shouldn't get in it. Nope, I'm not going to say it.
What?
I'm not going to say it.
What?
Are you upset that I'm not going to say it? You're not going to get anything out of me. Pokemon rumor. Big rumor. Anyways, yeah, people will find... And it's not new Pokemon Snap. I'll tell you off camera. Anyways, that's basically it, folks. We got nothing else going on. We're just going to play games. We're going to hang out, relax. A nice short episode of the Side Quest Live. Not the shortest. I think I did one where it was just me for like 10 minutes spewing. But I figured I'll get you on there. You can find me at Dolly Dymovsky at Twitter, Twitch, all that kind of stuff. You can obviously find the website, sidequesting.com. At sidequesting on on Twitter, Sidequesting TV on Twitch, and then we're just Sidequesting on YouTube. You don't really have a place to find you. You have, what's your gotcha? Ellie does a really cool...
I prefer to stay anonymous.
Okay, good idea. She does these really cool videos online. We're gonna keep her anonymous for now, which is good. We'll wait till your videos become really popular and you actually put a few more out there, and then we can promote them. She elbowed me. Anyways, all right, that's it. It is Sunday, my dudes. And I'm hanging out with my number one dude right here. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on this week's episode of The Side Quest. We'll see you next time on The Side Quest.
Choices kill my head. Turn a day now. These are the